The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
In a new survey, 28% of the people admitted that it's been at least a month since they've had quote-unquote good sex. But we also know that sex isn't a home run every single time. Sometimes awkward things happen.
Either good sex or just sex?
And that's where these things happen.
The Mitchell Top 10.
Thank you.
The Mitchell Top 10.
10 awkward, intimate encounters. In one of the few light moments during my sentencing with apologies, marriage to my caring, attentive, kind, selfless ex, I was demonstrating my canyon yodeling prowess. Apparently, I was doing something right, because in the words of Monty Python, she farted in my general direction, fearing rectal residue and pink eye. The mood was lost. I should warn her new victim. Forgive me, husband.
He's told me that story before, too, man.
He seems a little bitter about it.
Yep. Oh, he was. I mean, he's like, there was nothing funny about it. He said she broke into a giggle fit. And it's just like, do you know what you just did to my face?
Yeah. Right.
My chin feels moist.
So there's a handful of encounters that they had in that study that I told you, that first little bit of information. We'll cover those a little bit later, but I wanted to get to more of something that we all might face during the act, as it were. So they actually break it down into several different categories. The pleasant, awkward side of sex, which we will hit at the very end there. The oral fiascos, as it were, and the slightly painful. We're not going to go through the horribly wrong there, but basically, starting with the slightly painful, they talk about the chafing that might occur during sex. Anybody ever suffered some chafing during the act?
I don't think I've chafed during sex.
I think that would be more of a lubrication
on the lady side of things.
Correct.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're probably going to need some lube.
Right. No. Lube. Nothing wrong with lube. As far as the oral fiascos go, they say sometimes there's a little hair floss they end up going with.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
I've done that.
It happens, man. You're just like, I'll fight through. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, you get stuck one in the back.
Exactly.
It's from Petey's beard. But my thing.
Right, the choking is actually on there as
well. Right, you turn into a cat. Right?
I tried to ignore it because you're not trying to ruin the moment. You're hyper aware that this thing is stuck to the back of your freaking throat. But if you do get that, you're like, oh, crap.
Well, and you kind of try to take a moment where, you know, during the session, hopefully, you know, she's just hanging back and enjoying it, so you kind of try to slip it out through your hand. Sometimes
if it's at the tip of your tongue, yes. It's much easier if it's up front, but if it's stuck to the back of your throat. But the thing is, you know, you're handling your business, but at the same time, you're like, I really want this hair in my throat to go away.
Yeah.
It's got to go somewhere.
Anybody ever dealt with the cotton strand that also gets attached there as well? It's not necessarily a hair, but it's a... You know, sometimes your partner wears cotton underwear than you.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Breaks down to it.
That's not where I thought you were going.
No, me neither.
Oh, mercy. No.
I'm not so sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. Man.
All right, yeah.
I wonder why you perked up so fast.
No, that's what I thought at first.
Sorry about that.
No warning on that?
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm shocked to hear you talk like this, Mike. Honestly.
Doing a little ding-dong ditch. Oh, no. Whew, okay, the pleasant, awkward side of sex. Let's bring this back around, eh? Let's bring this back around. Basically, have you ever... You all right, Ted?
No, I'm not.
I don't know. At least Miles was with me for a second. Like, damn.
Okay, man, whatever you like.
You know, from the underwear. Yeah, give me a heads up.
Hey, Dracula.
Anybody ever experienced somebody who wasn't all that good at talking dirty, or they just felt weird talking
dirty?
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. You guys good with talking dirty, or do you feel awkward about it?
No.
Oh, I don't care.
I'm bad at it.
I
feel awkward
I'm filthy.
When I do it.
You know, it's funny.
I can tell you how I'm feeling in a moment, but as far as talking dirty, probably not.
It also depends on who you're with.
Well, yeah.
In the situational moment. Is it a romantic night, or are you just having a good afternoon? You know, there's situational things.
Right.
You know?
It does matter who you're with, but I used to be silent years ago.
I mean, yeah.
And somebody was like, you've got to say something. I have no idea. Like, I'm like, oh, all right.
Right.
How about that game last night?
Sometimes it works. Like, it's like waking up and having a bowl of spaghetti. It just seems weird sometimes, depending on the situation, the time.
And I think it does depend on who you're with.
Yes, exactly.
Because some girls are really into it, and it is dirty.
Sure.
And fun.
Sure.
But some girls, it's like, what did you just say? Like, oh, all right.
But the problem is that my signals of affirmation, as it were, to make a little bit of noise, they're not attractive. They ruin the moment for me, and I know it ruins it for her.
And I'll put it to you this way. I don't talk out loud if it's just me. Right.
Who likes that? Yeah, you.
Yeah.
Right.
You like that, Ted? Are you enjoying it, Ted?
Oh, you like that?
I know I should shut up, man. My kids thought the dog was puking. I mean, seriously, we snuck down to the guest bedroom, right, had sex. By the time we come upstairs, the kids are like, Dad, I think Molly puked. I'm like, don't worry, guys. Where is it? I'll clean it up.
They're
like, well, we can't find it. We kept hearing her. I'm like, okay.
Who was that on?
That was me. Oh, that's me.
All right.
Apparently, I sound like a vomiting dog. So,
you probably don't want to record yourself and play a band.
No, you don't.
Absolutely. I mean, even the audio.
And that's not on here, but I might just say that. Do not bring a camera into the bedroom. You are not going to be happy with what comes back. No, you're not.
You never know.
Use a filter.
I do, Miles. I see myself in the mirror every day. I don't need to see myself on film.
Would you watch it if you put like one of the TikTok smiley faces over your head, right?
No, because I would still recognize my body. I'm pasty. I'm awkwardly shaped. It's not good. It's bad. I have no muscle tone. I just look
What
like...
is your thumbnail on board? They're looking for your body type. What
I told you guys, there was one time I was having a session and then I couldn't finish it because for whatever reason, I clicked myself into the mental image that I had
of what you
of
you
what do. I was doing. Like I went third party there for a second. I was like, oh! No. It didn't work. I had to pull out of it. I couldn't do it.
Great choice of words.
I know.
He's on fire today.
I am. Wow. I'm sorry. So these are painfully embarrassing things that happen during sex. Apparently for me, it's just doing it. anybody ever suffer the wet spot?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty common.
Exactly. That's just
It's
normal.
Just so cold when you get there. That's the only thing. Like, I know it's going to be wet. I understand what's going on. But like, you don't realize you've maybe shifted away from it for like 60 seconds and you rolled over and you're like, ooh, hey, that's a little chill.
Yeah, you play football, you're going to get a grass stain.
Good times.
My guy told you the worst one I had was, like, this is years ago, but my neighbor knocks on my door. They just finished.
Yeah.
So I just, like, pull up sweatpants or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, dude, you know, you're in a great mood.
Yeah.
What's up, dude? Hey, get in here, hang out. And he's like, but I just, you know what, man, it's not important. I'm just going to leave. And I looked at the girl, I go, that was weird. He always likes to hang out and smoke a bowl. And she's like, there's a massive stain in her sweatpants.
There's a spot down there.
He's like, yeah, all right.
Sorry.
Come on in.
I'm all done. Obviously.
I can shout it out.
Anybody ever suffered the long hair in the most unlikely places?
But that's typically not in a sexual area. I mean, sometimes I've seen it in, you know.
Yeah.
Do you realize this thing's off your back? It's long.
It's long, dude.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Anybody ever burp or anything like that in the middle of sex?
Maybe
you just finished dinner, you got a little bit of beer in there.
It just depends what I'm doing makes a difference.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Sorry.
And then the number one painfully embarrassing thing that can happen during sex, and I feel like everybody's got a story that relates to it some way. Whether the front or the back, we're farting.
Yeah, man. And how long do you give yourself before you finally just have to let it go? Because you feel it coming on. You're like, man, this will kill them. We will probably laugh, but like, I really want to finish
this. For me, I don't think I'll ever break that. I am the one to fart in front of my wife.
Fart in front of my wife. I don't want to do it as we're having
And
sex.
I broke that mold so early on in our relationship that it's like, I am a loud farter and I do it all the doggone time. I will never break that during sex because it's like, I don't want anything to detract from any kind of a possibility of this happening.
Yes, I agree.
I do not want this to happen.
Especially like if you're getting a mouth hug, you're like, please, if there's a God in heaven, let me hold this.
Some of the specific awkward intimate encounters that happened with this study, people said when I was invited to be a third without knowing.
Without knowing.
Wow. A day I called someone by another name.
Ooh.
Asking.
I saw a dude almost get killed for that once. I was at like a sorority house.
Yeah.
And dude just ran out of the ran out of this bedroom and went down, right? But it was like on the second story. And this girl threw like a piece of artwork at him. And like when it landed, I was like, she is so, like seriously, if that had hit him in the head, it would have killed him.
Damn.
And she said the wrong name.
She said it.
That's why he left. And she got so mad, she threw something at him.
Gary.
Interesting.
I know.
Let's flip the script on this.
I fell asleep during the session.
I did that once, man.
Wearing lingerie and setting a romantic evening for them not to give the same energy. That's just damn rude.
I have not worn lingerie. I'll have to give that a try.
I just got home from work. I didn't know we were doing a sexy night.
She found another girl's personal item in my bed.
Well, that's not good.
He got a nosebleed. I've had that happen. Ruined it.
Nosebleed, huh?
Yep.
Really? You did?
Yeah.
Did they have to tell you that your nose was bleeding, or did you figure it out on your own?
Well, you know, I figured it out eventually.
I mean, I've been headbutted and had a nosebleed.
I mean, you know, and sometimes you get just a little bit overzealous and might crack your nose a little bit.
Yeah. I've definitely had an injury once where just was like, all right, this isn't going to work. It hurts too much.
Oh, no kidding.
Damn. Yeah.
The person acted like they were the greatest, and they did nothing but lay there and make you do all the work. That sucks.
That just depends on who you're with.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Let's see. When I was in a sex swing and got my foot caught between the straps.
Be worse if you got a cramp.
Oh my God. Stop.
I've done that. I got the Charlie horse, and it's just like, it ends. Like, stop.
Ex-girlfriend stopped by.
Jesus.
No. During sex.
Not that.
Yeah.
She could smell it.
We'll end it on that note.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.